join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
If I asked you to name the city with soul, could you do it? Well, stick with us, because after these next 6 minutes, you're going to know all about it. Robert, Mary, back with you again, everyone. And we're about to head back to the show hotline and travel down to Jackson, Mississippi. We've got a lot of stations in that state. It's the 20th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1817 and known as the Magnolia State. And before we get to Destination Spotlight number 71 in our ongoing series, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Right now, Travel Pro is offering listeners of this show their Valentine's special. You'll get a free 3-pack packing cube set with any purchase over $199 plus free shipping. Robert and I travel with their Platinum Elite collection. Rudy likes the Max Light series, and one of the most important items to help ensure a successful trip is definitely quality luggage.
It certainly is, Mary. We've been traveling with this luggage for 20 years or more, and Travel Pro Luggage is the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers that they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. You can get the special offer that Mary just mentioned. I also would encourage you to check out their new Platinum Elite hard side that's new. You can do it all at travelpro.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Off we go to the city with soul as Ricky Thigpen, Visit Jackson's CEO, is all queued up and ready to go.
Hello, Ricky. Mary and I welcome you aboard RM World Travel for today's Destination Spotlight.
Thank you for having me, and welcome to Jackson, Mississippi.
Well, thank you very much. Virtually, we appreciate the invite. So, Ricky, listen, you know, I've enjoyed past visits to your city, and since it's February and Black History Month, I thought we'd start off discussing the Freedom Trail. It runs right through Jackson, and there are many historical sites that were really significant to the civil rights movement. So anything you want to share with our listeners around the country about it when they come experience it?
Sure. We actually have more Freedom Trail markers than any other city in the state of Mississippi. Jackson, Mississippi, we call it the cradle of the civil rights movement. So Mississippi, it was definitely a hotbed during the civil rights movement. And so many amazing things happened in Jackson. It was obviously the home to Medgar Evers. The COFO Center was here. The NAACP National Office here. Some statewide offices was here. So it was really ground zero for Mississippi and a lot of aspects for the United States.
Yeah, it really
yeah
was.
And
yeah.
I know that people can visit the Medgar Evers home. I'm not sure if it's open now, but of course it is there in Jackson. But you also have a lot of other terrific museums. You do have the Mississippi Civil Rights Museum, the Old Capitol Museum. And again, people will check and see if these museums are open as we go through this year. But just touch a little bit on the museums. You've got a fantastic museum of art in Jackson as well.
We have over 27 museums in Jackson. So the Civil Rights Museum, amazing, very emotional story about the civil rights movement in the state of Mississippi. Very well done. It tells a very, again, very difficult but honest story. Also, the Smith Robinson Museum and Cultural Center, it was the first school for African Americans in Jackson. So we have two perspectives. We have the state perspective with the state Civil Rights Museum, and the Smith Robinson tells the city perspective. So they really fit well together. Other museums, talking about the International Museum of Muslim Cultures, that is right here in Jackson, Mississippi. We have the Art Museum. We have the History Museum, which is a complement to the Civil Rights Museum. We have Sports Hall of Fame. We have the Natural Science Museum. And I can go on and on.
Yeah, that Science Museum has really been... there's a tremendous...
Lots
of scenes. Jackson also has a real hopping food scene, too. Yeah. I did hear, I guess you're going to confirm this, that Two Sisters Kitchen that serves some great home-style cooking is closed. But that Fondren District, it's got some quaint shops, you know, cafes and restaurants, galleries and more. So how are they doing during the pandemic, Ricky?
You know, our restaurant community has really just been rock stars. They have adapted to pick up and take out, social distancing, especially those that have outdoor seating or created outdoor seating on the sidewalks. We have typically mild temperatures. It's a little chilly today and this time of the year, but again, typically mild temperatures. So our restaurants have been rock stars, and we have so many James Beard Award-winning chefs and restaurants right here in Jackson. So, again, a lot to come see and do, but also you won't leave Jackson, Mississippi hungry.
No, that's for sure, but you better go when you're hungry. Ricky, you're a native of Jackson. It must make you really proud to lead the tourism department. You have the largest travel audience available on radio across the country listening right now. If someone's hearing this, what makes Jackson a great destination for their future travels?
I tell you what, we are Jackson, Mississippi, the city with soul. We are called the city with soul because we don't have a lot of the huge statues or an arch, those other things, but we have, hands down, the most amazing, kind people. That is our greatest asset, our people. Come to Jackson and you ask somebody how to find a museum, a restaurant, they may tell you, but they'll probably show you.
Yeah, they'll take you.
Follow me. Yeah. They'll take you there. So yeah. We don't take that kind of Southern hospitality for granted. So our greatest asset is definitely the people who live, work, and play in Jackson.
Yeah. All right, well, really quick, only 10 seconds. Give us an interesting fact on Jackson that people may not know.
Jackson, Mississippi is the only place in the Northern Hemisphere where the International Ballet Competition is held once every 4 years.
Well, all right, so there we go. So you're going to find out more. That's go to visitjackson.com. You'll have all the information. Ricky, really appreciate it. Thanks for your time today. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you very much.
Take care, Ricky. Thank you.
Jackson, Mississippi. Well, that is number 71 in the series, The City with Soul, folks. See, I told you you'd know about it. You're going to find all the places we've covered on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. And as I can see the clock here in our studio, we are about to reach 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And, folks, that means this is it for hour one of the program this week. We still have a whole nother hour straight ahead, so don't worry. After these messages, we'll all be back with hour two, another 60 minutes of the show. So keep your radio locked in, or you can catch us anytime at rmworldtravel.com, where we stream the show live and archive it once it runs across our network.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.